With KSJD Local News, I'm Tom Yoder. Colorado lawmakers advanced a bill on Thursday to end the state's death penalty. KSJD's Scott Franz has more.
The Senate voted 19-15 to abolish capital punishment after several hours of debate. The same measure failed last year, but it now has support from three Republicans, including Jack Tate.
I don't support the state having the power over life and death in any circumstance.
Critics say it's costly and doesn't prevent violent crime, but some Democrats, like Senator Rhonda Fields, are still trying to convince lawmakers to keep it.
We don't need a mandate from the Capitol to tell DAs how to lead what's best for their community.
Two of the men currently on death row are there because they murdered Fields' son. The bill will head to the House if it clears a final vote in the Senate. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
In other news, Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez offered his condolences to the family and loved ones of Navajo code talker Joe Vandiver Sr., who passed away on Friday morning at the age of 96 in Haystack, New Mexico. Vandiver enlisted with the U.S. Marine Corps in Santa Fe, New Mexico on March 26, 1943, served as a Navajo code talker in the Pacific Theater during World War II, and was honorably discharged as a corporal on January 22, 1946. This is KSJD News.